Thunder Bay, conservative MPPs are backing their leader's decision to call an election more than a year before the end of their four-year term, while the NDP opposition accuses the premier of political opportunism. Thunder Bay Atikokan MPP Kevin Holland and Energy Minister Stephen Leche were in Thunder Bay Friday morning when Doug Ford announced his intention to call an election on Wednesday. Holland said he had questioned the benefits of holding a snap election, but ultimately he is supporting the decision. "For me, we need a strong government with a strong mandate for the full term of President Trump's term in office to ensure that the interests of Ontarians, Ontario business, and Ontario industry are going to be protected," he said. "I was taking the approach that I hoped that it was pre-inauguration blustering, but we can't count on that. We had to prepare for the worst and hope for the best," and in his inauguration speech, he indicated that we were in fact going to be facing tariffs possibly as early as February 1, said Holland. When asked why the Ford government needs a strong mandate to handle Trump when the Progressive Conservative Party already has a majority, Leche said the PC party did not ask Ontarians in the last election to allow the government to spend potentially tens of billions of dollars to stimulate the economy because of Trump's tariffs. "We are a believer in letting the people of Ontario decide with the plan they want for the future to protect our jobs. If we're going to return to tens of billions of dollars of spending with long-term fiscal impacts, it's your money," he said. Thunder Bay Superior North MPP Lise Vajwa said the snap election comes down to political opportunism in an interview with Dougal Media. "It's going to cost the public millions of dollars that don't need to be spent right now. Ford already has a majority government. He's got a mandate until June 2026, said Vajwa. Vajwa said she believes Ford was already planning to call an early election and that Trump's tariffs are just a new opportunity. "Ford likes to present himself at the moment as the savior of Canada. Canada is not for sale," said Vajwa. If the election is called on Wednesday as expected, voters would go to the polls on February 27, a date Vajwa said could have a negative impact of voter turnout. "Having an election in February is tough for everyone. It's hard. Knocking on people's doors is never easy when it's cold outside, but I would like to say let us stand up and make sure that you get out to vote because, frankly, Ford is counting on people not voting because it's too cold out," said Vajwa. "So, let's show that the people of Thunder Bay Superior North are going to make their vote count," with files from Olivia Browning and Jody Lundmark.